October 24th, 2011, Gritty Girl. Check out my sports box. Introduction to the world soccer. The job of the goalkeeper. This is from soccergeek.com. The job of the goalkeeper. There is one goalie in a soccer team of 11, and he traditionally wears the number one shirt. Very basically, it is his job to stop the ball going in the goal. But it's not quite that simple, because there are loads of different things he has to do in order to prevent the other team from scoring. The first thing a goalie learns is to physically stop the soccer ball going in the net, also known as shot stopping. So for this, he needs to have good reflexes and shot stopping abilities. But it wouldn't do if he stopped the ball and then simply bounced off him to another striker, who then went and scored. So he has to have good handling as well, so he doesn't give the opposition another opportunity to score. So for a goalie to catch the soccer ball is ideal, but you will sometimes see goalkeepers tipping shots over the bar or around the post, and that's fine too, because they get the ball to safety. General play and technique of the goalkeeper, reference from Wikipedia. The goalkeeper position is the most specialized of all positions on the field. Unlike other players, goalkeepers may touch the ball with any part of their body. While in their own penalty area, outside of the penalty area, goalkeepers have the same restrictions as other field players. They are also protected from active interference by opponents within their own goal area. Perhaps the most spectacular move a goalkeeper routinely performs is the extensive dive. To execute this maneuver properly, they push off the ground with the foot nearest to the ball, launching themselves into a horizontal position. At this point, the ball may be caught or simply pushed away. In the latter case, a good goalkeeper will attempt to ensure that the rebound cannot be taken by a player on the opposite team, although this is not always possible. The tactical responsibilities of goalkeepers include: to keep goal by physically blocking attempted shots with any part of their body. The keeper is permitted to play the ball anywhere on the field, but he may not handle the ball outside the penalty area. To take free kicks from deep into their own territory and goal kicks. To organize the team's defenders during defensive set pieces such as free kicks and corners. In the case of free kicks, this includes picking the numbers in the organization of a defensive man wall. The wall serves to provide a physical obstruction for the incoming ball. Occasionally, goalkeepers may opt to dispense with the wall. Some goalkeepers are also entrusted with the responsibilities of picking markers while defending at set pieces. Another tactical responsibility of the goalkeeper is to pick out crosses and attempted long passes, either by punching them clear or collecting them in flight. Although goalkeepers have special privileges, one of them which is having the ability to touch the ball with their hands under the laws of the game. They are otherwise subject to the same rules as any other player. Due to the increasing importance of crosses and set pieces that put the ball in the air, the goalkeeper is often the tallest member of the team, and most stand over 6 feet tall in professional competition. Many well-known keepers are clearly over 6'4". Equipment and attire. Goalkeepers must wear clothing that distinguishes them clearly from other players and match officials, as this is all the FIFA laws of the game require. Some goalkeepers have received recognition for their match attire, like Lev Yashin of the Soviet Union, who is nicknamed the Black Spider for his distinctive all-black outfit. Klaus Lindenberg of Austria, who designed his own variation of a clown's costume. And Jorge Campos of Mexico, who is popular for his colorful attire. Most goalkeepers also wear goalkeeper gloves to improve their grip on the ball and to protect themselves from injury. There are non-gloves that have features designed to prevent injuries such as sprained fingers. Gloves now include finger saves, which help prevent injuries such as jammed and sprained fingers. Finger saves are a type of hard plastic put in the back of the finger part of the glove. Though gloves are not mandatory attire, it is uncommon for goalkeepers to opt against them due to the advantages they offer. At UEFA Euro 2004, Portuguese goalkeeper Ricardo famously took them off during the quarterfinal penalty shootout against England and became the first goalkeeper to save 3 penalties in a World Cup Finals penalty shootout. When assigning numbers to players on the team, if a squad number system is not in use, the number 1 shirt is usually reserved for the goalkeeper. However, goalkeepers are not required to wear the number 1. For example, Argentine Ubaldo Filho wore the numbers 5 and 7 at the 1978 and 1982 FIFA World Cups, respectively. This often happens when a team has already assigned the shirt number to a goalkeeper, but brings in a new player who subsequently becomes a starter. Even in these cases, the player is usually referred to as the team's number 1. 16 is often a popular number of goalkeepers in France and its former African colonies. I'm not sure about that, but yeah. So, Gritty Girls, check out my sports box. I went over goalkeeper roles in road soccer. Copyright, October 24th, 2011, Ryan Diane Adams.